And this being Are You OK Day on the 9th of September, it is important to make sure that we do reach out to people if we are struggling with our mental health. And we're joined by the Black Dog Institute's lived experience speaker, Wayne Wigham. Wayne, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Keith. Thanks for having me on, mate. It's appreciated.
Well, how did you come to be involved with the Black Dog Institute? What's your background there?
Well, I struggled with depression from about 6 years old. Mum knew that was something was not right with me. I was always unhappy. So it is important to note that, you know, some children can get it at a young age. Back then, they didn't know too much about it. So I really just struggled through school, through high school, you know, you get in trouble for not concentrating or they think you're not trying. So be aware that with kids, you know, when they are struggling, it is hard to concentrate and, you know, don't just think it's them not trying. Think that they might be struggling and try to support them because they're brave. People think they're weak if they suffer from depression, but I played 160 first grade rugby league games and I can tell you I'd rather break my leg than suffer depression. So if you're living with it, know you are brave. Take that aboard. And I finally didn't get diagnosed till I was about 50 in the correct way. And it was the Black Dog Institute who diagnosed me correctly. I was so happy that they finally found out what I had that I started volunteer work for them. And it's gone from there. So I travel around Australia to real remote areas, mostly spreading the word.
Speaking this morning with Wayne Wigham from the Black Dog Institute about the importance of mental health on this Are You OK Day. And Wayne, what should you do if you are concerned about a friend or family member?
Look, you ask them, you know, if you're worried about them, you know, symptoms of no joy, not turning up to things, not returning emails, not returning letters or phone calls, not turning up to functions. Look at the symptoms and say to them, I'm worried about you. There's a lot of people struggling at the moment. Perhaps try to guide them to something like the Black Dog website where there's lots of tools and resources on there. You cannot make anyone worse by asking. And if someone drops off your social scale, don't think that they don't like you anymore or that they've just dropped out. One of the big things is you do become reclusive. So try to keep in contact with anyone that you're worried about, even if it's a call every couple of weeks. And if they don't respond or they don't come back, don't give up on them. I turned in a recluse for 5 years, but four or five of my friends never gave up. And even though I never turned up or rang back, they kept trying, and I'll be forever grateful for that. So just ask them, tell them, say it's okay, and tell them if you do want to get help, then I book a long consultant session with the GP. Bleed your heart. Tell them everything, because so many people, one out of five people in Australia, are struggling. So no matter what, how dark or what your thoughts are, the doctor would have heard it before, but you have to tell them everything so they can help you with the correct diagnosis.
When it does come to helping people who are going through mental health challenges, are there any resources out there through the Black Dog Institute that can help them out?
On the Black Dog website, there's some wonderful tools. There's mine, things that, there's an online clinic. There's things like that you can map your own mood. The online clinic helps you take something to the GP when you go. But I really recommend strongly that you have a look at the Black Dog website, because you can really learn a lot from getting on there. And it might, you know, push someone to getting help once they read a bit more about it. But I really just want to push that it is true pain. You are brave if you are suffering. This is a time when it is really tough. If life is a game, which you've all heard that cliche, at the moment it's a really hard game of rugby league or AFL. It is really hard. Acknowledge that. There is no shame that you're doing it tough. If a professional athlete starts to struggle, they get help, and it's just common. They get psychological help. The game of life is harder than being a professional athlete. I've been both. Please look at it that way and seek help. And a good start is the Black Dog website. The Black Dog also do free community Zoom presentations if any group of people, you know, want something like that.
And just finally, Wayne, what would you like anyone with mental ill health at the moment to learn from your experiences? What can they learn from you?
I want you to know that if you seek help, you can get well. Please take the first step. I'm a living example that if you seek help, you can get well. Because if you would have told me 15 years ago that I could be doing what I do now, I would not have believed you. So please take that first step. It'll be like a weight off your shoulders and you're on the way to feeling better.
And certainly do get in touch with the Black Dog Institute. Simply hop online and Google Black Dog Institute and you'll be able to get all the help that you do require from there. Wayne Wigham from the Black Dog Institute, thank you very much for joining us on this Are You OK Day.
Thanks, Keith.